Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'ma kill him with the first verse.
The
and I'ma bury him
here.
With the second.
Ha. The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. So fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just fix my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't incroppable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in this backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here!
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Sit back and just watch what I do.
You know what's up. breathe, repeat. Found by leaps and soul to reach my soul to keep. The passion deep and filled with heat. Living the cycle and the hustle, I barely get enough time. You know me from the platinum, how I stack them and shine. You see a lot of contenders, they try to end up in my world. A reputation known as the untouchable girl. I'm moving on and now I'm trying to make a change in my ways. Be the best that I can be to last me all of my days. Now we can blaze pathways or just take our time. Better holler if you hear me, cause left eye gon' shine. My eyes don't lie, see how they glisten when you pass me by. You and I don't need permission to be unified. Surely I have been seen and heard of many places. Then I traveled around the world, see many faces. Don't let another one get near me if you wanna be true. And show me that nobody else can do it better than you. So if you're serious, I'm curious to see what you got. My love is furious, cause I believe in blowing up spots.
So now okay, that people
on.
Can hear you.
Now we got it. There you go.
I can't.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Now
oh,
we
my
live.
Goodness. Come on, okay. Y'all.
There
Nate,
we go.
Nate just had a 50 moment.
I had a 50 moment.
All right.
I'll earn that. I'll
sorry,
earn that.
People
all right.
Contact, man. It. His phone was totally muted. That's why nobody could hear anybody on.
It was Sam's fault.
Us on block.
It was
I'm like,
song.
Hello, your phone
like
is muted.
Four or five different gadgets going on here. My God.
All right. So,
you know what? It's
hello,
the heat, man.
Man.
It's the heat. Sonya, I need to kick Sonya
oh,
off
God.
The ball. Sonya, hang up right now. Hang up. Can't do
oh,
that
my
out,
goodness.
Man.
Oh, my
I'm not
going
to let you do me like you be doing Jay.
Great
right?
morning,
it's not going to happen.
You know what? You got to wake up and laugh, for real. You know, there's something about it. It's funny because this beach spans miles.
Don't do it. Don't
miles.
Don't do it.
It just feels quite quiet.
You got to keep,
we
yeah.
had to pick the noisy area, so we apologize.
It's okay, but in fact, the environment's good.
And
environment
now we
good.
Have kids
and you
right
can't
next
whisper.
To us. But we have kids of all.
Stop whispering.
So
stop
we
whispering.
Understand it. All right, guys. So anyway, guys, hello. Great morning. How you doing on
you
this
ever had
fabulous
those moments when you just, I ain't going to say it.
A
anyway.
Fabulous Thursday morning. And so should I be muted? And
I don't know. You tell me, technical master. What should you do?
Well, I'm thinking that I'm not sure how this might be set to those out in Blog Talk Land with
you
me
can,
being
you
on
can,
my phone.
You can actually turn, you can actually end.
Right. I
end,
can
you
I
can
end my call. Line.
I just wanted to test.
And we tested and we got it all worked out.
All
right. Right? So, guys, today, what are we talking about? Well, you know what? We were trying to think of a funny story. You just gave us a funny story this morning, right? With just you being you.
Sometimes you're the butt of the joke, and that happens in a life. But you got to be able to recover from it and keep moving forward, right? So that's what we do, man. So, guys, welcome again to Blog Talk Radio Live. Welcome on Facebook Live. We appreciate all of you guys tuning in, man. To hear Pam and I, man, you got a grand view of just the tower right now. You got the guard tower, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to turn you all around a little bit so you guys can actually see the beach for a little while.
We hope. It all might right. be black to y'all.
So here's the, yeah, so no, they can see it because they're underneath the thing. I think they can. So we're sitting kind of close to the water, guys, but, you know, about as close as I want to be. So right now, but we don't. The thing about the beach. Here's the thing about the beach. Is the beach is beautiful.
It is.
It's beautiful. You got the sand. You got the water. You know. And
I was trying to do.
You got the sand. You got the water. You got the sand. You got the water. You got all of that stuff, man. But when you come to the beach, you got to get dirty.
And you got the water.
Sorry,
you got to get sand all in your toes, which is, you know, you like when you're out here and you ain't, you know, not doing something like this, you know. But when you're at the beach, you know, you get wet. And it's not clear spring water. It's salt water.
Right.
When you get in it, you get out and you're, you know, you got to be salty. And it's refreshing. And it's nice. And it's the ambiance of the beach. I mean, that people really, really like. And because after you get out of the water, you get dried out.
Ashy,
as we call it. And black people ask, you know. And you have to rehydrate your skin. And you know, it takes a couple of days for your skin to actually recoup. You got to put sunscreen on, you know, to make sure you don't get burned up by the sun, you know. And as we say, you know, you don't want to get burnt or you don't want to get dark out here, you know, in the sun.
Right.
So and Pam is actually doing something on her phone when she really should be.
I'm paying attention.
It's absolutely impossible for Pam to pay attention and do something else. She's not a multitasker. She told y'all that before.
I'm not. I zone in. I'm able to block out things completely.
She can't, right. She can't, which is what
I think
she
that's
was doing.
From having four kids and now grandson. So, you
and
know, I'm
you
able
turned
to
18,200.
250 days old last Thursday, 1 week ago. Hey, yes, knocked out 50.
Yeah. So, the ambiance is everything, man.
It
but the thing about it is, when you really think about what happens, the things we do to be a part of the ambiance,
right?
I mean, it's beautiful when you're sitting here in a chair and you're chilling and you just got you got yourself, you know, guys. It's like a freeing thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no responsibility. You know, you're just like, I'm here, I'm good, I'm free. The beach is there. I can get in the water if I want to.
Right.
Or maybe I don't, whatever. But you're underneath the, you know, some people want to get the sun. You know, some people, Jesus.
That well, was not smart. Well, sorry.
Anyway. Yeah. We have some serious issues.
I just put the iPad in the sand. That is what
I put in the sand. I'm like, that's okay, Geez. You got to buy me another one, guys. I've been looking at a brand new Generation 3 one anyway. You know? So, but this is good, though. This is good. But what I was saying is, you got, think about the ambiance that we're trying to create here. You know? And it's all up to you what you create.
It really is.
You know, we came out here, let's just keep it 100, man. This is the realest show ever. When we come to the beach, we don't come to the beach with all of these gadgets and, you know, and all of this stuff, man. We come to the beach and we want to get a cabana and some beach chairs and an umbrella so that we can be on the chairs if we want to, and we can be in the cabana
right.
when we want to. And we relax, we have a couple of drinks, we can get out and get in the water if we want to. Guys, we make a day of it.
Right.
And when you really, really are free as you want to be in your environment, you create things the way you want to create things, right? But you're working it out.
I'm working it out. Don't worry about it. I know.
Yeah, right. So you work out your environment the way you want to work it out. And each person has the responsibility to own their own environment.
Right.
It's your environment, right? So since we're doing the show from here, yeah, we have some, you know, we got some technical difficulties that we're having to deal with, you know, simply because, you know, we've never done this together at the beach. You know, I've done it by myself, and I remember doing it by myself, and man, it was an ordeal then, right? But I had to actually not be here. I had to be behind me on the guard tower. But I got it done. But it was an environment that I didn't, it's not an environment that I wanted to create for myself. Like, I wanted to be out there in that capacity. But what about the environment that you create or that somebody else creates for you? And you feel you have to be in those environments, right?
Right.
So,
you know, I think when we think about environment, and a lot of times we don't really understand how powerful it is for us. Right, you can't do that because now they
got the thing behind it.
Right.
I got the thing behind it.
And we don't really, sometimes we may not really fully understand the power of our environment and how our environment can truly control our reactions, the things that we do, you know, the things that we accomplish. And I know for us, environment was always something that was very important to us. As we looked at life, as we looked at the different things that we were going through, we realized the power of shifting your environment. We realized the power of shifting the atmosphere. And that's the reason why even when you wake up in the morning, you have to realize that you have the power to command and to control your day. So what are you doing every morning in order to create the environment that you can thrive in? Because the environment, your physical environment, it's definitely, you have the power to command and control every single day, and it's what's going to help you to create the success that you want to create in your life. So one of the things that I can tell you we do in our household, you know, every morning is we get up and we shift the atmosphere. You know, we'll get up and we'll
music on,
we put that music on, we put the element on, and it's literally blaring all through the house saying, you know, hey, today is my day, because at the end of the day, now what you end up doing is you're able to change the environment, create the environment, thrive in the environment, set the tone for the day, and now guess what? Your day is going to now flow in that direction, not meaning that everything's going to be perfect, right? Because we all have those challenges every single day, but the fact of the matter is you controlled the environment from the very beginning. You set the tone for the day. Now you're able to handle the different challenges, the different battles that every single one of us go through every day in accomplishing a goal. So that environment is everything. That's part of the reason why we're here in Miami right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we wanted to shift. We realized that we were not thriving in that environment when we lived in Atlanta.
Right. And you shift according to your life. What do you need in your life at that moment? You know, Where's your, like, this, this right now, what we're doing right now is simply inspiration, guys. You know, there's somebody out there that needs to shift their environment. And you know, we're trying to inspire that person. It may just be one person right now listening on the radio or watching this Facebook Live. It may just be one person. You can turn the whole phone off.
Frozen ice, so they can, you know, so that they can ski on the slopes, and they can skate on the ice. They like that. So to each person, you have your ideal environment, and you control that. Well, sometimes it's based on where you live, and sometimes it's based on how you think, you know. But all the time, it's just how you think and how you're putting yourself in the right environment. So that you can do the one thing that God put you on this earth to do.
It's environment.
So the one thing that God put you on this earth to do, guys, is create.
You got to create
some stuff. So what's your environment? What environment are you putting yourself in, you know, right now in your life that's conducive for you to create to get to your purpose, right? What is it? I don't know. You have to tell yourself. For us right now at this stage, guys, for the last 4 years, it's been, you know, sand, palm trees, and the beach. You know, it's been, you know, pool in the backyard, having, you know, a great view when you wake up. That's what it's been for us. It helps us build, you know, a great business, you know. And so what stage in your life are you in right now? What environment are you looking to create that you can't create? Because now here we are. We just got you all the way up to the bridge.
Right, you're to the bridge. We got
the juices flowing.
We got the figuring out. Okay,
I don't need to change my environment. You know what? I think they need to pay them a right. I need to do something.
You know what, too? You're absolutely right. But you know what? Even changing your environment may not just be a specific location like we do. We pack our bags up and we just move. So, you know, this is not for you guys to just wake up and say, you know what? I'm just going to go somewhere, because you got to know that you're listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit and knowing what God is telling you to do for your own personal life and for your personal environment. But you can literally get up and just decide to shift your room around. You can literally get up and just decide to change your setting. You can get up and decide
to wash your car today.
Change your mind and make your car right. You got to ride in a dirty car and your mind is sweated, right? Right, and I know that many times I have to do that, because I put a picture up the other day as I was doing some personal development, right? your comments, you know, like we said, desk is that clean, but we all have those moments. Trust and believe, my desk is not always clean. My desk, half the time, is a mess. But what happens is when that environment is not conducive to growth, we got the right to get up and to change it. And so I can deal with it because I am that person that's the kind of person that organized confusion. I know exactly where everything is when my desk is a complete mess. I do all these lives with these products, and I had the products spread all across the desk. I started to get cups of tea, and I had the cups of tea lined up instead of going to get the same glass. And I'm constantly asking. But then, but you know what? But for that moment, I could thrive in that. I could thrive in that moment. But then there's a time in which I have to shift my atmosphere, and I need to add my desk.
Coming.
No, I don't need to be like that. Okay.
When the air start coming through. What's up, this cup, girl, has been there for?
No.
See, I smell a killer in that bag. Let me see what you got there.
No, but I have to get up and I have to make up my mind to now shift it because I can no longer fly.
The clouds start landing on you.
At that moment.
Girl, you've been sitting still for so long. You've been sitting still for a day or two.
And then I was good. But now when I'm going in and I'm trying to think, I'm trying to, you know, accomplish the goal, I'm trying to put some stuff on paper, I can't function in clutter. So sometimes you just got to change your environment by clearing the clutter, because when you clear the clutter, it clears your mind. And that's a part of environment also, because environment is not just a physical. You have to mentally change your mind.
Because I believe, man, you know, this just may be me. Okay. But, you know, what I hear people say, because Pam says it all the time, Pam be like, you know, Sam functions in clutter. He can function in clutter, you know.
But it's not always the same.
I want to take a poll right now. You know, is that just an excuse not to clean up? In clutter. Because I've never met anybody that just said, "Man, come over here, throw all your trash over here by me. I function real good when it's real junky around me."
But you know what? No,
let me know.
Let me know. You really can't.
I mean, because it could be just me.
No, I think it's just you. And we're all a work in progress. I'm not perfect. So, yes, I clutter things. But I'm a daily work in progress. You see, I grew up in...
The half a century is going to be different.
Everything's going to be different. So, I've been doing better.
You've been doing better.
I have been doing better because it's something about a clean space. It is.
Wait a minute, Ray says, no, it's a learned skill. Is that a skill, Ray?
It's a learned skill.
Now, you call that a skill? The fuck did they call it?
Think about it.
Clarify that for me.
And sometimes what we can do is we make excuses because, see, I grew up in an environment in which our environment was very clean, okay? Our parents didn't play. We had to get up. We all had our chores. If you went to bed and that kitchen wasn't clean, somebody woke up to a belt.
Hold on, okay? Create that. You know, everyone keeps giving us that rap, you know. Right, and Jay said that's an excuse, Nate. Absolutely. But that's what I'm saying. Pump it up. Stand up. That's what I'm saying. I need some more men on here. Y'all women ain't going to roughhouse over us today. Trying to act like it's a military thing. Nah, man, y'all unorganized. And y'all need to get organized. If anything, all right, let me say it's a lot of butter. And I'm telling you that the military taught us the skill set of organization. They taught it to us, but guess what?
They didn't create it. They didn't create organization. They just taught it to us.
And you know what? It is a great feeling. We all have to admit. There's
problems
with you junkies, but I don't have to keep the organization all the time.
I'm not.
Okay. But there is a great feeling about when you take the time to declutter, right? As we all did at some point in time during the year, right? When you take the time to declutter, to move things, because I feel good. Once I clean my desk or, you know, I'm walking into our bedroom and everything is just put away, and I walk into my closet and I actually take the time to hang things up instead of just say, let me throw this here and I can get it tomorrow, because that can become an excuse. You see, we have this futon in our room, I tell you that is like my nemesis, for real. You know, it's all my time.
Futon.
What is it? What is
what?
What is it?
It is
a leather couch.
Futon.
What is it?
It's a chair.
Okay, it's a leather couch that opens up into a bed, so I thought that was considered to be a futon.
We paying for it, ain't no freaking food time.
Okay, well, I don't know what it is.
Anyway.
But anyway, it's something over, it's an object. It's a chair that you can sit on. It opens up to a bed. It's leather. It's nice. But anyway, that becomes my issue, right? When I come in, I'm just dropping everything over. And then all of a sudden, I look up, and it's like, it's a mess. But when I clear that thing,
when you,
and I put it all away.
You have to use it.
My atmosphere, my environment.
Yeah. It feels good, don't it?
Yes, it feels
when you
so
walk
good.
In the room, organized, you got a clear space.
Yes,
I like that. Now, that's the key. Organization is the key.
It is, and it's key to the...
There is no art of disorganization. Sonya say, yeah, I'm going to dog you today, Sonya, because you can't say nothing back. You can type it. That's okay. I'm going to dog you today because I'm trying to hold a phone. I got you. See, I'm going to give you an opportunity.
Sure, see? It ain't no chase either. Anyway, so Sonya says Jay is organized, you know, but his stuff is in order. Mine isn't. I'm cluttered, but it's my clutter. Why should it bother him? Because y'all married. Y'all share spaces. He got to see your stuff. You got to see his stuff, right? You accept each other for who you are, but guess what? If you bring a homeless person to your house that has never taken a bath or a shower, would you want them to take a bath or a shower? Absolutely. So you don't accept them for who they are. So you say, I know you ain't never taken a bath or a shower. You smell. You can do that in my house. Just be here, whatever. Nah, man, go get you a shower. Get you a bath. Put you some good clothes on. Get you something to eat. You want to clean up. Change. Everything happens. Just change. See, we ain't going to sugarcoat this stuff for y'all. You don't need to know, because see, with what I've been doing, is they've been sugarcoating everything for y'all. It's okay to be cluttered. Y'all got fancy names for it. Y'all got fancy names for it. Stuff like organized confusion. You know, this is, I function good in clutter. Yeah, man, come on, man. Come on, y'all. Listen, we got to kill that stuff, man. Y'all, we got to kill that stuff, man. Those are the terms that we create for ourselves, right? that we
okay.
Actually, we make it okay.
Pacification. Put that thing in the mouth.
Procrastination. You don't have to click up that thing to come in. Now, I sat there for a week. When she came in for crap and whatever, Pam suitcase would never get unpacked.
No.
Oh, guys, I'm talking about
trip.
It would be 30 days that suitcase would still
bad.
Land there.
For real.
I'm missing my stuff.
Right.
Come on, you figure that out if you unpack that suitcase.
I'm crazy.
Ain't nobody say you gotta unpack it like that day or the next day, you know. But within that week, man, unpack your suitcase. You know, but it's a shared space. Now, some of y'all that like, you know, well, I live by myself. Cool, you live by yourself. You're the only person that got to put up with that,
right?
Right. But do you function well in that? And you ask yourself, do you function? Let us say, no, I function well.
I like that, Ray.
Y'all say I function. We're going to talk about that, too. Ray said, see, number one, you say I function well. Y'all function well in clutter. But let me ask you this. Are you 100% functional?
No.
In clutter. You cannot be. Because this organization can't put you at 100%.
No, you're right.
Okay?
You're
so you've learned, what you've done is you've learned to function in the dysfunctional. That's how that works, right?
Good.
I know, that's good. That's good. I'm going to scroll back because I want to go back to what Jay Atchison said, right? So Jay Atchison, first, let's go back to Yvonne, says you can see clearly.
Yes.
Right. You can see clearly, right?
Blood is gone.
So Sonya talked about her chasing her room, right?
Right.
She said it's going to declutter it. And I'm going to get Jay in trouble because Jay said this is our chase. It's our chase. It's like
our chase.
Our chase is like Sonya's second closet. I'm going to rephrase that for you, Jay. It's like Sonya's second freaking closet. It's your closet, Sonya.
So it's
the chair to fit
hers. So, I guess with that being said, from a relationship partnership standpoint, we have to definitely take the other person in mind because he wanted it right. This is ours.
Right. This is ours.
But
this.
You
I know you're mad at Jay, Sonya. I know
you're
right.
Taking track.
But
like
I'm in some room.
You're going to talk trash to me. But Tim, you have taken control. You got all these little footprints, right?
Man.
Like a little
snow. All over the house.
Right. Nate sat the family down a couple weeks ago because we were tired. We sit around and, you know, we were building different things all throughout the day. Our kids spent out at home. We got one that's homeschooled, but she never leaves. Not everybody's home, but even before this, and we got our oldest son home from college, and everybody thinks that they got a little green man that's going to go around and clean up after them. And so Nate created this, well, he didn't create it, he said he learned it in the military, where
footprint,
right? Where if you leave stuff around and that's your footprint, and you need to pay attention to the footprint that you're making and clean up after yourself. And so, as everybody, so now we walk around the house, everybody's like, I can guarantee you that does not happen in the McCoy household, right?
She said, my guest bedrooms are beautiful. She said the suitcase is
in the closet. In the closet. So you're still closing the door. Okay. No door.
So Sean Johnson Hughes says get into the habit.
Okay.
She says get into the habit of unpacking when you get home. While you still have the energy. I like that, Sean. I like that.
You know what?
I'm going to
be honest with you. Because, well, I mean, I need to be really honest.
That's
just a phrase. There's a
certain
thing that you just
say.
But anyway.
Say it again. What did you say, though?
It's phrase. What?
Say phrase.
Don't phrase. Keeping it here. I'm going to be honest with you. And, you know, we say that a lot, but we're honest all the time. Like, really, this is the biggest show ever, so we're just talking to you guys. But it's something, it's a clean show that we got a hold of.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
But guess what? We shouldn't say it because you should be honest with people all the
time.
All
the time, right? Be honest right now. On this
right.
Place.
So be honest with people, and people need to hear, you know, the truth. But we already know that there's a fine line between everything because some people can't handle the truth.
Right, that's true.
Right? So
I was
going to
talk about that suitcase thing because I, too, just like I just mentioned, you know, how it was 30 days later, you know, before I even realized that I don't have something in my suitcase. Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't wipe that suitcase out.
Clean it out. You
right?
Know
where
you
did. Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea, man. We got to start wiping our suitcases out.
That's a great idea.
Wipe some suitcases out, man. Look, funny story, man. I remember being over at somebody's house. If you ever go to somebody's house and it's kind of like real dim and dark in the house, be wary. Something's going on, right? So I got to remember going to a cousin's house back in the day. And you sitting there, and you ever seen the walls start to move? And you're like, what's happening? Is it just me? What moved over there? You know, your peripheral vision gets something moving. And you're like, what was that? So you don't pay no attention. And then all of a sudden, you happen to catch one look up, and you look up, and there's a roach on the wall, right? You immediately get that feeling. You're like, oh, my God. They got roaches, right?
Now, you know that when a house is built, you don't want you to see those roaches, right? And you roaches when they got him banned. Because when they got him banned, they come out even with a mic. It's like they pay rent. Right?
So, right.
Then you start itching, right? You're like me. I start counting my escapes. I'm like, I see a roach. Okay.
No.
I'm getting tired.
See, now you just done got fancy now. Because you used to control them roaches for a living. Let's not be special.
I was an exterminator.
Or Nate was an engineer. Nate used to catch roaches. So
yeah, I used to exterminate. Don't say catch roaches. Because you don't catch roaches. You kill roaches. Right? I was an exterminator.
Another funny story.
But I was telling you about the roaches on the wall. But that's when you start plotting your escape, right? Because they got roaches, and you get home, you throw them clothes away because you don't know what's happening. You get naked in the garage, like I can't take these clothes in the house because you don't want a roach in your house, right?
Right.
So funny story. I used to be exterminated. Pam is right. You know, you do what you got to do while you got to do it, right? So, and I actually did that in New Jersey when I first got out of the military.
Right.
Trying to find out what my niche was so
and
I can get
right. Yeah,
you know, when we first moved to Charlotte, right? So,
Terminex.
Give a Terminex a plug.
My name is Terminex.
Here we go. So I'm working at a Terminex, and I'm going into these houses and they have a crawl space. And, you know, you got it. When you even just kill roaches, you're an exterminator all the way around, right? So you get rid of roaches, termites, whatever. I'm underneath this house, and I'm looking for termite trails and mounds, right? I'm doing it on the walls, so, you know, doing inspection. And, you know, something started crossing in front of me.
And I found my light, so I got a snake crossing in front of me. And I'm like, oh, is that a snake? And it's like, you know, 5 foot in front of me, and I'm like, okay, I'm not cool with snakes. So then I flashed the light on the wall, and there's a raccoon in the corner.
What is it with you, an animal?
I don't know. I must be a clump. I'm kin to the clumps. I'm the animal whisperer, I guess. And that's why I don't like animals like that now, you know, because I have such a close relationship with them, you know. So there's a raccoon in the corner, you know. So I'm like, okay, it's time to go. So I had to back out of the crawl space. I'm like, no, you good. You don't have no termites. You're good to go. You know, I wouldn't have known because I didn't finish the inspection because you had animals out underneath your house. So that's not cool.
Right.
I was an exterminator. My environment was not good. I was hell-bent on changing that environment because I know it wasn't a good environment.
Right.
So what are you doing to change your environment right now? Right? Think about where you are right now. Think about what you're doing right now. Part of it and making excuses like that's just who I am. I function well in confusion. I'm working out confusion type too good in clutter. All of those are just excuses,
right,
to remain in what you're in.
Right. And we start to convince ourselves of these excuses that we don't have the power to bring about the change. We start to believe the lies. You know, the lies that we tell ourselves. And really and truly we don't understand that we have the power to control our environment. And just like Nate and I, we had the power to get up this morning. It's funny, we that's why you always got to, in your environment, you got to, once you create your environment, even with goals in life, you got to have somebody that's going to always push you, right, in order to become your greatness. And I say that because we discussed coming out to the beach last night, coming out here, getting up, we had it all planned out. Nate was trying to work out all these different gadgets to make sure that we could get it to work in. Out here on the beach, and we said we're going to get up early and we're going to go out to the beach. And so, anyway, I go into the room and I was up before Nate today, which doesn't normally happen, but I was up before him. And I'm like, come on, it's time. What time are we leaving? He's like, oh, it's too late. We're not going to make it. I was like, no, it's not too late. We're going to the beach. We're going to the beach. Right. I'm like, no, we're getting up. We're going to the beach. But had I been, you know, just said, okay, you know, no, we're not going. So, you know, having each other. Or having someone in your life that understands your environment, you gotta watch the people too that are in, that are part of your environment. Making sure that you know the people, the things, the opportunities are conducive to you being able to create in your environment.
So
Right.
Gave in because, you know, I understood that we made a commitment. We said we were going to go out to the beach today. And that's what commitment is.
Right.
Commitment is keeping going, doing what you said you would do long after the moment that you said you would do it in has passed.
Right.
And that happens a lot, guys, and it even happens to Pam and I.
Right.
You know, sometimes you say, hey, man, let's get up, man. Let's go do this tomorrow, yada, yada, yada. But when you wake up, you be like, nah, scrap that. But your environment and the commitment that you make to do things, man, you gotta be committed. Like this show every Tuesday and Thursday.
Right.
You know, we commit to it and we have to plan our lives around it. Right? And thank you so much, Jamise. Jamise, say I'm glad y'all are committed. Thank you so much for saying that.
Thank you.
You know, because and that's another thing, man. You know, people, you know, Pam and I, you know, being who we are and all of this and that, man, it doesn't make us any different. We're people, just like anybody else. And I said that, you know, on another show, everybody likes to hear nice comments. You know, people like to hear that what you do matters, you know. And every chance that Pam and I get, you know, we like to compliment people on what they're doing, you know, where they are and how they're progressing. And
right.
We see a lot of people that jump on our lives and jump on, you know, on Blog Talk Radio. People on Blog Talk Radio, man, again, I say thank you guys because, you know, they take the time to go to our page, our website, lisamcraze.com, and they also take the time to dial into the show and listen, and they actually send us comments and dialogue. You know, that was a great show today. This is what I liked about it. You know, and people also say, this is what I didn't like about it. And that's cool because we take our success and our failures all as growth.
Right.
You know, so, but the people that rock with us every day, man, we love you guys.
Yes.
Thank you guys for being a part of what we do. You know, I think one of our, you know, the thing about Pam and I that we share together is that, you know, we want to genuinely bring out the best in people. And we tend to do things that we don't get paid for. You know, we just do them because we want people to thrive. We want people to thrive. And if there's anything that we can say or do to help somebody thrive, we say this term sometimes in our industry: if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense, right? And everything is not about a dollar, but you know, every term has its relativity. So we say that sometimes. In essence, for us, we do things sometimes that we don't get paid a dime. We do it because we want to see people prosper. We want to have an impact on this earth while we're on this earth. We want people to give us that while we're here. That's after we're gone. We don't care after we're gone. It doesn't matter how good you talk about us while we're here. What matters is how you talk about us while we're here. While we're here. And I see people jumping on these broadcasts
I call broadcasts.
Every day.
Yeah.
All by itself too.
Yeah.
Right? I can heal a good breath.
Yeah, it's a nice reason.
Yeah. So, we, you know, I see people jumping on our broadcast every day, man. And you know, it's refreshing to see. And we see people that are jumping on all the time in these comments. This is why we call this the realest show ever, the people show, is because this show is not just about Pam and I. This show is about you guys as well. You know, we want to do more dialogue like this.
Yeah.
We want to be able to bring your comments
Thank you so much for
into
all the
play.
Dialogue today.
You know, and we see, you know,
go ahead.
So Sean, yeah, it's still there. Still
okay.
Going.
Okay.
Just took a break.
Okay.
So, you know, Sean says on her days off when she's trying to walk in the morning, it's hard to have your commitment when you're trying to walk in the morning sometimes. You get up and you just want to lay in the bed. You know, but you get up and you go walk, right? You go exercise. It's not easy, but it's worth it, right? Says, you know, it helps all of us, absolutely. You know, we see.
Can I mention something about exercise? No pain, no gain. This is totally irrelevant, but it still goes along the line with commitment and environment. You know, and the things that we desire to have in life. And one of the things that, you know, my goal at the age of 50. It's to tone my body, and I'm not going to stop. You know, every day is a process. I understand that that's not going to happen just like this because I don't believe in surgery. I'm not going to go do anything surgically, right? So I'm going to embrace my process.
And so I joined the gym. We have a gym where we live, but I said, let me get a membership so I can go and take me some classes, right? Put myself in an environment that's conducive to, because then we work out all the time, but I need structure, all right? Totally different. So I like structure so that I can go take classes. So I'm super excited to get back in, do some Zumba strong, even kickboxing. But I want y'all to know, I thought I was doing kickboxing, but I really wasn't doing kickboxing because, you know, I would go and we'd be moving. It was kickboxing cardio. So yesterday I decided to go do kickboxing for real, found this little special, right, went to do kickboxing for real. When I tell y'all today, I can barely move for real. Like, it's crazy, you know, how I feel, but it's a commitment. The commitment to my body goals, the commitment to my health. And I can tell you, as I sat there and I boxed, because I love to box, and my elbow start to feel better to where, you know, I can actually do it again. But to be in that with this teacher, and with, I can tell you, he pushed us, right? I was the first one. I was the only one in the class that was new. And so I'm sitting up there boxing. I'm learning how to kick. I'm kicking his bag and doing all of this. We did something called some Sally squats. I don't know what it is, but to some style, because I survived it and I did it and I didn't quit. You know, I won free stuff. I got me some free gloves, some free wraps and all that good stuff. And it's all because of the fact that, you know what, I realized my commitment to my goals. I realized my commitment to making sure that I put myself in the right environment that's conducive for me to grow. Nate doesn't like stretching. Nate doesn't like going to the classes. But for me, this is the environment that helps me to grow. And so that's what you have to be able to identify. What environment do you need to put yourself into in order for you to accomplish your goals, in order for you to grow? Because it doesn't matter whether it's an environment that's conducive to somebody else. It's not. It doesn't matter if it's conducive to Nate when it's my goal,
right,
my body
right,
goal.
Right.
So this is my body goal, just like he goes in, and he'll go, and he'll work out with all the weight because that's the environment that's conducive to him.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we might pay attention to, you know, what's conducive to everybody else, and we forget about the very things that's conducive to us for our
right.
personal growth, to make sure that we are in the proper environment in order for us to grow personally, because when we grow personally, now we're able to give out our overflow in order to help others instead of taking from what's necessary for us to grow.
Right. And I had to realize that about her. And that's one of the epitomes of a partnership, because you have to know what makes your partner tick. And I actually had a problem with that, guys. It's the realest show ever, right? I just give Pam a hard time. I'm like, why do you need so much structure? Why do you need people to tell you, you know, go to a class and people to tell you, you know, move left, move right,
like,
jump up and
down.
You know, because that's what I do. You know, I'm so big on freedom. I don't want people telling me what to do. I don't want you telling me I have to do something. When you tell me I got to do it, it's the quickest way to get me not to do it, right? So I'm more so a person. I like to create what it is for me, what's best for me. But what works for Pam is that she loves the classes. You know, when Pam told me, she said she used to do Zumba all the time, right? And then this new thing came out called Strong Zumba.
Woo! That's the truth right there.
And I looked at it and I was like, "Ooh, that is strong. That's strong." And I she said, "You should get your certification in that."
Right.
And I said, "What do you mean?
I'll be the hype girl.
What do you mean? I should get my certification in it?" And I said, "No, we can get our certification in it. No, you ain't going through that pain by myself, right? You're gonna be partners in everything here." So we thought about it. She's like, "Okay, you know, she ride or die." She's like, "Okay." So we did one of the classes. From home. Yeah, go to Strong Zumba. Yeah, try that one, right? And after that workout, I was like, nah, man, heck to the nose. I'm good. We didn't make it through.
I go to those Zumba classes, even the very first one that I went, right? I survived. I made it through. I didn't skip a beat. I didn't even have to stop. I took my NRG, my Nutriverse, and maybe even had some Tatouille on that day. But all I know is everything was working on four cylinders, okay, for real. And I went
into that class. All cylinders. Just say all cylinders. Four cylinders is not a whole bunch of power.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a little Pinto.
Oh,
I don't want that.
Okay.
It was V8 or V12 or something.
At least
a six cylinder.
Okay.
Okay.
60, okay. All right. Everything was full speed ahead. All cylinders. Okay. And I was able to get through that class, and I love it. I love it way more than Zoom.
And the regular Zoom.
Because,
but you know,
I
we did the instructor's course though.
Right. We did.
We did the course to train to be uninstructed. The instructor's got to be stronger than the student. Right. So if we can't make it through the instructor's course, then we just have to be real with ourselves. We just go to the class.
So that's what. Realize that we told Bree to go do it.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, do that.
We're promoting
you. Why don't you go do it? We're looking at like, nah. Right. Yeah, that's good.
Right.
So, small comments. Comment Atwater. See you out there. Girl, we know Tamara for a long time. Her and her husband,
yes,
Mark Atwater. So you have been real for 20 years, for the 20 years I've known, and that is encouraging.
Thank you so much,
Tamara. Thank you so
all
much.
All the way from Charlotte.
You know, we've known them for a while. We did ministry with them guys, you know, down in Charlotte. Learned a lot, did a lot.
We grew a lot
together. You know, so great thing. We appreciate that. And that's, you know, but those are the things that you want people to be able to say about you. You know, that, you know, when if people aren't saying it about you, then this is.
Yeah.
I'm giving you some shade because I see your legs are turning a different color over there. You know. And that's another part of partnership, man. Look out for your partner, man. Look out for your partner. Don't just let them get burned up in the sun. You know, you got to look out for them. But anyway, you know, that's what you want people to say. You know, give you your roses. Give you your flowers, man, while you're living. You know? That's what I do. Don't come to my funeral and say a whole bunch of nice stuff about me. Some of y'all may not say nothing nice about me because I'm going to tell you guys the things that you probably don't want to hear. These are the things that people ain't going to tell you. And I'm training Pam to do the same thing, right? Because people need to hear the truth, but it's not what you say, it's how you say it, right? Sean says it does help me, especially when y'all talk about marriage. Absolutely, absolutely. And marriage is partnership. If you see your marriage as a bona fide partnership, that means everybody has a role to play.
Ray is funny.
Thank you for your impact. You're welcome, Christian Walker. Thank you, man. Keep grinding. Christian, keep doing what you're doing because we see you and Idris out there, you know, doing your thing. Don't think people don't see you. People see you. They really do. They may not say anything. I don't care if you don't give it one or two likes on what you do. People still see you, okay? And you're inspiring people even you don't know you're inspiring them. And sometimes people won't tell you that you inspire them until they see you in person or you reach their goal, your goal. So just keep doing what you're doing. That's one of the things that Pam and I had to learn. It's not about the likes, guys. It's about the impact.
Right.
She said, love your dialogue. It's so encouraging. Absolutely, guys. We've been together for 30 years, man. So, you know, almost 31 years. So it's just who we are. And, you know, we think it's important to actually come on these broadcasts and be who we are.
Right.
You know, because so many people are living life out of character, you know, and living in an environment that's not them. You know, but, you know, we don't want to be those people. We want to share with you guys not only our success, we want to share our struggles with you guys. That's what we tell you guys to come out here, man, and everything ain't pure and pristine. This sun is burning the heck out of us, you know. My lungs are hot now. You know, Pam's still thinking cool. Right. Got a pigeon right here like 2 feet from us. Like, y'all got any food? You know, friendly over here, but
we don't like this.
That was good. Give out of the overflow. Absolutely, give out of your overflow, man.
Absolutely.
Take care of you first.
Yeah,
take care of you first, man. So I tell everybody. Don't be selfish.
You
got to take care of just take care of everybody else, and then go home and be depleted.
Right.
No, that's not how this works. Okay.
Not at all.
Freedom, Jay says. Freedom, Jay Atchison. Freedom, man. My freedom means everything. To me, it really does. That's why I'm like.
Freedom should mean everything to everybody.
It should.
Really.
Everybody can have it.
They can. You control your mind and you control being free.
Right.
Right? It's all about your thought process and the actions that you end up taking in life. So, yes, we all have the right to be free. It's a matter of are you now taking the time to control your environment and now doing what you got to do in order to get the freedom that you absolutely deserve, whatever it is that you desire.
Mm-hmm. But one of the realest statements that I've ever heard, and guys, you can take this one, freedom ain't free.
No, it's
always
a price to be paid.
And the price to be paid sometimes is control you, then they go on to try to control somebody else, right? And at that point in time, man, now you can live your life and be free. And it's all about the environment that you create for yourself and the people around you. And if you go into your own, environment, man, and create the environment for yourself, you inspire somebody else to create their own environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at that point, that takes the people out of your life. They start to, like, fall away. The people that are trying to create an environment in your life that's conducive for them and not you. These are the users that we talk about.
Right.
People that just want to use you for your gifts, your skills, your talent. And, you know, don't allow them to do that. Right.
It works both ways.
Reciprocity.
It works
both ways.
What's
in it for me? Listen, what's in it for me?
Yeah. Each person should be a giver, not just a taking type situation.
Right.
Awesome.
And it's good that I see. We do got to watch out. It's gonna end this episode. It's good. We'll see Ray.
Nature.
And we're working on a project right now, guys. Couples, some partnerships in general, you know. And this is basically, I know the couples are really coming together. We can definitely work on that. We put the stuff together for that. Pam and I would, you know, would love to attend.
She's saying,
we do it. We
do it. Like, oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Find us a nice location. And do it.
Coming to Miami.
But you have to be prepared to be around. I'm just gonna say, I'm speaking. You have to be prepared to be around me, all right? Because I'm just gonna keep it 100 with you. That's just the only way I know to be. I've been put in a box and a shell, told what to do for most of my life.
Right.
So this next second half of my life, man, is a coming out for me.
Right.
So I'm gonna say what I need to say. When I need to say it, but one thing I promise you guys is that I'll do it. You know, I'll do it tastefully. And I think that's one of my purposes in life, man, is to help people realize their purpose. You know, and I know that Pam's as well. Help people realize what their potential is and help them get there. You know, not take the glory for it, but help them create the story behind it.
Yeah,
you know?
Because that was me for way too long. And you get up feeling like there's so much more for you to do in life, but you just don't know what it is. And it's really because you have to really take time to get in that quiet space, because everything that we need is inside of us. And I say that all the time, but that's what did it for me. Once I realized that I had what it takes, I realized that I am worthy, I realized that I am created for greatness, I realized that I had all the gifts and the talent, but it was my mental, my mindset, the thoughts and the opinions of others, or the no's, the negativity, the environment that allowed myself to put myself in, or mentally the environment that I created in my mind that stopped me. So once you get past all that, you realize that you're done. It is unstoppable, and then you're able. It's a daily battle in which you got to just step out there. You got to continue to step out on faith. You got to continue to take some risks. You got to continue to realize that, you know what, everybody may not approve of what you do, but you still got to know what you're supposed to do, all right?
Right?
At the end of the day, you listen to what you're supposed to do, and God's going to work everything out when you are on purpose and your purpose for his purpose.
And start.
And you start.
It's a start. And the good thing about this, guys, is it's like the start. We talk about the start all the time. We did a whole series on the start, the bridge, and the destination, right? And we got about, you know, a couple of minutes.
We
got to
do the relationship.
All right, so we talked about the start, the bridge, and the destination in earlier things, but it's the start. Like, you take this on the show. It didn't start well. It didn't. If you guys saw what Pam and I went through to get this thing going, it was an ordeal, right? You guys can't see it, but it was an ordeal that we went through to get here, right? So, but we committed to starting.
Right.
And once you start, God kind of works things out. Right? I told Pam, I said, hey, look, this is the realest show ever, man. We always going to be 100 with you guys. All right? But I told Pam, I said, man, I'm not going to be able to sit there for an hour without some back support.
He did say that. I said,
I'm like,
yes, you can.
I'm like, I need a chair. I'm going to need a chair. And I'm like, man, I worked out yesterday. Pam worked out yesterday.
I can't.
Her whole butt is hurting. Everything is hurting. She just said that her butt is hurting like 4,000 times.
The more painful it gets. But, you know.
So, yeah, but it's a start, man. If you start, things will start to work out. You find your sweet spot while you're in it. Okay, it's not going to always be great. And as you know, great man once said, you know, Steve Harvey, I heard him say, you know, you just got to jump, man, and trust that your parachute's going to open on the way down. And he's never seen it not open, right? You may get, you know, thrown up on the rocks. You're going to, you know, some blood is going to happen. You're going to get banged up here and there. It's a lot of different things that happen when you decide to make that jump to do things for yourself, right? Can't see us.
Oh, not on Facebook.
Why not?
Because I'm taking them off.
Yeah, that's okay. She's the pretty one, so I'll let you guys see her. I'm the voice. So, you know, you're gonna get torn up on those rocks, you know, and that's okay. Understand that's a part of your process. That's what happens. Don't expect to just have a clear journey down. It wouldn't be normal.
Right.
You wouldn't learn anything if things didn't happen to you. So when you jump, you're gonna get torn up, guys, but I promise you this, as I don't wanna take us, this is a great analogy by Steve Harvey. I give him the benefit of it the first couple of times, and after that it's mine, right? So you jump off that bridge. When you jump off the cliff, guys, your parachute is gonna open before you hit the bottom. Okay, it's going to, because you got to take the hits at that point.
Right.
There's no turning back. It's not like you can just say, oh, didn't want to jump and get back up there. No, you got to take those hits now. And by the time you get to the bottom, the closer you get to that bottom, man, the more confidence you get, and then that parachute opens.
Right.
And now you want to do it again.
Right.
Right? So now you know how to stay away from the rocks and everything getting hit and beat up. So now you can do it over and over and over again, man. That's growth. And that's what we know about this. All
right?
So close this out, man.
Yeah, that's definitely. And I just want to say to Ray, our prayers, because I can't even imagine, but your life is short. Life is so short. So our prayers definitely go out to you, because that's something we couldn't even imagine. So, but I know God is definitely helping you get through it.
Right, because no time for games.
Right, no time for
games. Life is real. Life is short.
Right, no time
for games. Take it for what it is right now. Start something. Do something that your future self can love you for.
Right.
And more importantly, do something that other people can see, so that they can actually follow your lead.
Right.
Okay? And
absolutely.
Do something. All right?
Absolutely.
So, guys, we're going to close this thing out, man.
So let's get into the relationship right quick, okay? And I think that since we're talking about environment and creating your environment and your environmental control, that from a relationship standpoint, partnership standpoint, one of the things that comes to mind is understanding that each and every one of us, even though we're together in a relationship, we have our own environment that's necessary for us to be able to create in. So, therefore, to encourage your significant other, encourage your spouse, encourage your partner to create. So when they bring to you an idea or something, an opportunity or something that they want to be able to do, it's not just, you know, listen to them, pay attention to what they're saying, and encourage them. Because many times, you know, we may not see that full vision. We may not see what God is showing them to do. But when we take the time to really listen and now encourage that person, to motivate them to continue to do what God is sharing with them, to go forth and to be there, that support.
Right.
So that you give them that opportunity to create whatever
that
vision is.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Because everybody goes into creation mode.
Right.
You know, and if that person is in creation mode, you know, it's not the time to worry about, you know, them cleaning up and stuff like that. You know, if Pam is in there creating something in her office and it's all cluttered, I'm not going to go in there and throw a monkey wrench in what she's doing. I may throw some more trash in there so that she can get more creative.
Right.
You know, if that's the environment she creates in. You know, it's totally, you know, her environment. So,
and sometimes
so
you might not understand fully.
Right. And that's good, because in a lot of cases you won't.
Right.
You won't understand it. But, you know,
God
gives you that vision, and, you know, it's not for everybody to understand at that moment, but they will, you know, but you just got to stay in it and keep moving forward in it. If God gave it to you, it's got to be right.
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 Got to be right. And it's going to ultimately have a vision that's here, a vision that's here, that's going to bring you to that ultimate vision of togetherness, of unity, of that one goal, that family goal, that unity goal, that partnership goal, the ultimate goal. So, yeah.
All right. So, God bless you guys, man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You know, for jumping on. And everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, thank you for jumping on as well. Thank you for the kind comments, guys. Go to meetthemcrays.com, and you guys will be able to read all about us, see what we do, who we are, what we stand for. You'll be able to contact us there as well. Go there, put a contact in, and let us know what you want to see on the show, what you want to hear, what you want to talk about. Maybe you want to be a part of this show. Who knows? But we're open to a lot of different things, guys. We're good to see you guys actually be a part of what we do, because this show is not just about Pamela. Now, we learn from this show as well. You know, so hopefully you guys are learning some stuff and you guys are applying it to your life. And whatever it is, guys, you know, always understand that stay in alignment with the person that created you, and you'll always be in alignment with the assignment. All right? So God bless you guys, man.
Bless you.
Love you guys. We're not going to play any music to end this show. We're just going to end it because it's short on time, man. God bless you guys. Love y'all.
Love you guys. Bye-bye. All right.